Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stuart Thompson. Welcome to Personal Transformation. I'm broadcasting live from the Gatehouse. This is Thursday, June the 18th, 7 o'clock. I'm down here, at the Gatehouse at 3101 Lakeshore Boulevard West, Toronto, or Old Etobicoke, as I always say. Beautiful evening. It's like 20 degrees, sunny, no more rain. Gosh, we've had enough rain. Anyway, welcome back to Personal Transformation. So tonight, Deb and I will be talking more about the Phase 2 program. More about if you look from the excuse me, I can't even talk already. But if you look on the prompt where I've listed what we're talking about, we're still talking about subpersonalities and where sexuality came into it. We're kind of all over the map and talking about many things regarding subpersonalities or self-labeling. It's a huge topic amongst us survivors. And it's something, well, I know quite a bit about myself, doing self-labeling myself, and that's one of the things we do. So in our conversation, Deb and I, we're talking about that, and we talked a little bit about the group and where it went, and kind of ups and downs. But so Deb and I we pre-recorded it on June the 15th, which was a Monday, right after our group. And, of course, Deb's not here tonight, but I'm still doing it live, and then I'm going to play. I have about an hour's worth of Deb and I talking about our group, and hopefully you will get some good insight to what we're talking about, and hopefully it may help you. And I must point out that this is only peer support. We are not therapists nor doctors or anything of the sort, and if you feel you may be triggered, then I would suggest you don't listen to this, or make sure you're with somebody that's safe, where you feel comfortable. And you got to take care of yourself, and that's what this is all about, is about taking care of yourself, self-care. And the last thing we want is you getting upset, but if you're able to hang in there and listen to what we're talking about, although I don't think we said anything too triggering, although we were talking, about subpersonalities or self-labeling, if you don't understand what subpersonalities is. And again, you can Google it, and you can find out even more about it as well, and understanding how this applies to yourself. In regards to, you know, you don't even have to be a survivor to label yourself. You know, it goes in many, many different ways, different aspects, but just understanding the whole concept of self-labeling yourself and what it can do to you if you hold on to it to any degree or of any level personally, where it either drags you down and out, where you can function. Many different aspects or different avenues I can go with this. But anyway, I'm just going to put you on to where Deb and I are on, and I'll come in after the fact, and I'll have a little bit more discussion about that, to what Deb and I were talking about. And I also want to talk about, last night I was in a group, and we were talking about, basically I was invited to go with one of the men's group last night. It was their last night, and I was helping them with their sacred path. In other words, that's the, basically, when you get to the last few weeks of the, whether you're in the men's program or the women's program, we have an evening, we talk about our sacred path. And a lot of this, what we're talking about, like labeling, like I'm talking about, this comes in the hand. It's about letting go of those labels that you self-identify yourself with. And that's kind of what I was talking about last night with this group of men. So I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. But in the interim, I'm going to put Deb and I on, like I said. I stated, Deb and I recorded this last Monday, which would have been June the 15th, so here we go.
Hey, hi, Deb. Here we are on.
Hi,
how you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm adjusting to the temperature in the cold cellar.
Yeah, we're
recording
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, room 4 is really sunny. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's probably not that chilly. It's just because the upper level of the house is warm, and then you put the heating up there.
Yeah.
By the end there, then
the air conditioning is okay, great in there.
Well,
there is air conditioning in the house, but it doesn't seem to be that great at the top where we were. That's for sure. Exactly. Well, we know they had a window shape in there once, but they're not there anymore.
Well, anyways, regardless, here we are this evening, and we just wrapped up
week seven.
Week seven.
Week seven. Yeah.
Yeah. next week is past, and it seems 15 cycles. It just seems to go by so quickly every time.
It does. It's just, maybe it's just starts busy during the week, and then it comes here, and it seems like it's gone by.
And you know, when you look forward to something, it always passes by quickly. Actually, we went 15 minutes over.
Yeah.
And it's still 15 minutes. You know, I think that's the way most of the, like I said before, this is a tenth group from the forest.
You? Yeah.
The tenth group that I've been involved in this group for 2 years, and I actually went through phase one. And it's hard to really get my mind around, you know, somebody with a child who, I remember, yeah, I don't think I ever mentioned it before, but when I was a kid, my brother was having a lot of difficulties, and my mother passed a stroke up when we were about, I was 14, and we had been 16, and I was a therapist, and I just remember sitting there thinking, I don't want to be here, I'm not coming back, I can't believe I got here, and the therapist said something stupid like this, but certainly has changed, yeah, at this point, this house has made such a tremendous difference. In my world.
Gatehouse, that is?
Absolutely. You know, people is everything. That's really tapped into that part of me. 84 to 89. We got your community studying psychology. And I ended up with an outdoor session. Now I'm back there. I think then I'm ready to do that.
Funny how that works out.
That's what I'm reading now.
Funny how that works out.
I think when you enjoy something this much, it's a calling. I'm certain that would be awesome. I'm sure that you have another very meaningful, powerful, trusting ability to do.
Everybody was very vulnerable and basically just let it go. It was fantastic. Considering how we
asked to be home. Yeah, and you know, we started off again picking up really with self-personality and then to explore those different parts of themselves, which, you know, they were really designed by the people we were on the site and teachers and different friends, how we've been labeled in a number of ways. All those things are truly the essence of who we are, you know, so parents try to make us laugh in a healthy relationship, right? And so we learn to sort of please, you know, like, because then if I get fed more or I get tickled more or something, then I'm going to smile and then evolve something different in my brain. I'm not saying I don't just laugh, but there is something that's being promised with every interaction. And it's about all these subjects that I'm here to serve our research with ourselves to be in a sense. And make it. And so healthy and so much. We really allow people, we had this vision well in front of us, and people were allowed to show you all the different subjectivities that they experienced in the fact they allowed to, you know, put that in the world.
Okay, that well was pretty cool when we were talking.
It was. Most people had a lot. I mean, it wasn't just the negative things.
No.
It was
positive.
The positive things,
yeah.
Too. I mean, of course, you know, I certainly did a lot more negative things,
yeah.
But there were positive things as well. And
as we did encourage them not just to be negative, we also encouraged them to be positive for themselves. If some had a hard time, I'm sorry, didn't get checked off.
It's your show.
Yeah, yours now, too.
But, you know, it's so important that we can identify those and have an awareness of those subpersonalities.
Absolutely.
And know that they're not the whole of us. All those different little subpersonalities, in my view, do not create the whole of us. It's the awareness of the subpersonalities, the integrating of the pieces that serve us, and the, not the absence, but the integration of things that don't serve us, by the way. It's just the awareness, you know, when I feel threatened or feeling, you know, identify that where's the root of that? Where's the root of that? I feel defensive on myself all of a sudden. I feel my you know, my nails come out and I feel like I'm in the corner and I want to lash back. It's, when that happens, I automatically know. They say, where is that coming from? Is that deputy in your child? Is that, you know, the person in this area of my life or that area? I can identify it quite readily in my life. And by doing that, I know this is really who I am. It's something that is ingrained or linked into, you know, when somebody says that, I identify with that person, and this is the emotion I felt when I didn't understand.
Well, you know, we started off with the well, pulling in the positive and negative affirmations, which is all the labels, if you want to put it in that sense. It was amazing, like last week, because we were talking about this last week, and we shared it on this week with each other. And actually, I think a little deeper with this than I did last week, which to me was very, very, very encouraging, because, you know, when we talk about ourselves, and I know a couple of participants in particular, so they actually kind of blew me away how they got a little bit deeper this time. And it's hard, you know, especially when we started, passing positive affirmations back and forth. It was amazing to see how difficult it was for people to do that.
Right, okay, so that was the second part. We did the well exercise, and then we did an exercise where it was funny because one of the participants actually brought it up that they did this exercise to work, and little did he know that that's exactly what was in my mind when we were doing that stuff. What we do is we have one person go, and that person, all they're to say is thank you, and then we go around the room in any order, and people will offer insight or awareness that they have about that person, and they share that. You know, for example, there was something that was surprising, not that it surprised me that. Because I already know that about that person. But the depth of what people would share, you know? I really appreciate it when you acknowledge this or that, or I love the way you see that, and I love, you know, your energy and your caring and your concern, and squirm a little bit.
It's very uncomfortable, like, you know. And actually, it's a really good exercise for people to do, because first off, if you're not used to doing it, you're not really able to handle it, it's a good exercise. Because even myself, I remember the very first time I came here, I did the phase one group. And that was one exercise that we had to do. But we didn't do that right from the beginning. It wasn't until we came to near the end. In fact, even the last group I did, after I had to do it twice. You know? Week 13, it was fit, and week 15. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. Just amazing. How well they were able to take it, and you know, if I asked them to do like 5 weeks of it, they would have done it. You know, they would have, you know, and some of them I don't think would have even partaken in it. Because there's always, you know, there's other feelings going on where they're so angry, you know, not much angry themselves, but it would have been very hard for them. It was very hard. But it was nice to see them squiggle a little bit, and not just saying it, but taking it. Which is the hardest part, is taking it. Because most victims, or survivors, whatever, we have a hard time taking any kind of confidence from anybody. You know? And, I know I, you know, so being speaking for myself, I still have a hard time, to a certain degree, acknowledging somebody, acknowledging me. I mean, granted, it's nowhere near as used to be. I can take bracelet now and not get pissed off the person and basically tell them where to go and tell them they're full of crap. Typically, at one point, that's what I would do. That's how they were full of crap. They wanted something. That was where that comes from.
When you think about that, so many of us were manipulated by compliments. I remember you did so well, you know, you did so well in the game.
Yeah.
you know, here's a dollar, and like, you're like, wow, you're going to weigh up a dollar, and then half hour, like, you're in a compromising situation, and like, you can't make sense. But that's one thing that people don't realize. When, often when people who have been sexually victimized and receive compliments, it's very hard. And it's not only because they don't feel worthy, it's because compliments have been used to manipulate them, to groom them.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's so very important. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's really a double-edged
sword. Yeah.
And when you're talking to somebody who's been violated, when you know they've been violated, sometimes you can say things that you think are
positive
and healing, like, oh, you know, well, that's okay, don't worry about that, and you get over that, and it doesn't mean anything, and everything's fine. And meanwhile, the person's brain is just spinning out of control because they're thinking that you don't really care about them because you're telling them to get over it and not talk about it. You know, it's so hard for somebody who has identified with us. You see the people light up. See, I don't think we have a lot of anger in this group. I mean, there's anger.
Is.
There's
there
always
is.
Anger.
Yeah.
Okay, let me, you know, sort of readjust that slightly. There's always anger in every group. But the level of anger is not.
Racist.
Yeah, it's functional. I'll say. Functional anger and wealth can change. It's not like it's boiling over and over. You'll see as you get further along, come up out of a lot of different things. However, there's a lot of sweetness in the people in this world.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not saying there hasn't been another, but there's just something, there's a more gentle side. I can't tell if I can express what I mean.
Soft and sincere.
Well, it always is. See, again, it's always sincere, but it's almost, you know what I can do? I think it's that for most people, it's not, I am the victim. And a lot of people run the story for a while until they understand what they're doing and they're annoyed at them. Don't think people in this group are really running, just a little bit, but they're sort of into this next level of understanding about and awareness of transpired. And I think that's what it is, because this exercise tonight, I saw a lot of joy, and you know what, I think you could partly see the patience of the inside. And see in other groups, it's more shy and stop, thank you, but stop. Yeah, it's too much, I can't handle it, I feel like I'm going to fall. And then you thought people, you know, really,
how wonderful in that moment. Not only were they vulnerable, they didn't feel like they were back in the corner. And like coming to describe the scenario in the beginning, they felt actually comfortable but uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you know what? I would say there was probably maybe one person really wanted to escape. Really wanted to escape. And I think the other people, you know, I think everybody wanted to hear it. You know, I can't really articulate how I perceived what went on in them. It was really warm, honest, really raw.
Yeah, raw.
And this is an indication of how well the person feels.
Very well in tune with one another. Exactly. Very well in tune with one another to damage the individual and the team.
It was special. And you know, we didn't even get the break for about 2 minutes. And they came back. And during check-in, there was some conversation that even the direction was just out. During break, and to me it was just like, you know what,
perfect timing.
Let's, yeah, you know, let's just
see what happens.
Dive into this a little bit, and then that will give them something to think on. And some more to think on during the week, but a new topic, and then maybe a new personality or just into another direction. We'll see how they come back. There's a lot of support in them, too. There's a lot of direction. Some reading material, sexual healing, there's a book that was suggested.
And hormonal therapy that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. There's also one thing I did forget to mention in India is that I actually just, after my seminar that I was mentioning to the group last week, I met somebody, her name is Joy, and she can't recall her last name, but she does a type of Hawaiian massage, and she's in Toronto. And it's a trauma relief.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to, I have a connection to her, and I'm going to ask her to do the same confessions for her meditation that I do for the meditation of trauma. And maybe it's things that she's doing in terms of massage, because I'm very, you know, in martial arts and she and all of that, and I respond very, very well to any type of acupuncture, anything that's affecting the body and energy. So I think that is precisely what she is doing and probably to doing some products. I really like to see that, and you know, you just, so many people can't respond to that, even the absence of a cut from the relationship, you have to know that there's a lot of challenges in that area, and I think you doing this type of work so safe, you know, it's so safe, bring themselves to explore that on their other level, to feel that, you know, to be able to hear and to listen.